He don't know that he really changed my life. I saw what you did for me. It changed my life. I know that there's power in the blood, and your name is above every name, and at your name every devil got a bow. I mean every drug demon, every devil got a bow. There's nothing that we carry that you cannot, hallelujah, help us with. Nothing, no place where we go that you cannot be there. Lord, you're everywhere. We go to hell, you're there. We sent to the heaven, you're there. Everywhere we go, you're there. You cover, Lord, the whole world. Everything is in your hands. So we don't fear because it's all in your hands. So we pray, Lord, for Chris. And we're going to take a special time in our church. We're going to sit some time aside, Lord, if it take a week. We're going to start praying for these people, God, for you to give us something that we can help these people with. In Jesus' name, for us, it's your blood. It's your mighty power. It's your mighty power, Lord. And when people came for help, you never turned them down. And so, Lord, we ask you to help us in Jesus' name. Every one of us. I'm not talking about nobody. Starting here in the pulpit. Everywhere. I'm not talking about you, right? I'm talking about this boy's brother. He's been a drug addict trying to get free. If he would, praise the Lord. Your brother, Sister D. Sister D is your brother. God himself, but for God's sake. Hallelujah. He has dreams and he has vision. He's going to change. His life is going to change. And God going to do it not just for us. God is getting ready to raise up his people. I'm telling you, he's getting ready to judge America. But y'all going to go through this day. Praise the Lord. We're going to be kept like the children of Israel. God told me this morning. Many things is going to come. And this is when that great falling away going to go all the way there. They're going to say, where is he? Where are you supposed to come? You know, the pastor say such and such. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, children of God. That they may rest from their labors. Some people, one minute when I was talking a long time, I didn't understand. You ain't going nowhere. The rapture going to happen. Come on. Jesus said, he's coming soon as these things are fulfilled. He's coming. We have to tell you what I'm feeling because people need to be free. They don't want to be bound. Nobody wants. Who wants to be bound? Well, you can't keep a job. You can't take care of your kids. Nobody as smart as this kid is wants to be bound. You go back and tell this child we are praying for him. He's going to be free. Because we're going to be done prayed up enough to set. And if we have to wrestle him down, people. Sure did. We didn't have the power that God given us and the understanding that God has given us now. Praying for folk. That we wrestled. You wasn't leaving that church until you got some. So we have to wrestle him down to cast the devil. Our first step, Lord, use me, cast the devil. I was wore out, though. He wore me out. Amen. I came up there and said, this girl was, I went to them, I'll let you go. I went to this church, and they, like this, and something was wrong with his leg. And the deacon's here, and the pastor here, and he said that, you know. And so I said, oh, Lord. So here come a girl full of drugs. Come on down here now. Dude, that was a woman's meeting. Come on, y'all, come on down here. We prayed for that girl. She throwed up all in the toilet, everywhere. Later, I saw her at Brother Williams Church on her knees trying to get the Holy Ghost. And she said, Mama, that girl you pray for. Mama. God is still moving. He hasn't changed. God has not changed. And I'm telling you, he going to get free. They're going to get free. Jesus came to set people free. I'm telling you, I ain't wrestling with no devil. I did all my wrestling. And he knows it too. And I say, now I ain't bothered with you. No, I'm not going to wrestle with you no more. Put a little understanding in me. You don't wait it too long now. you should have off then, but you didn't cut me off then, and you can't cut me off now. God is.
Raise the offering, girl. We getting an offering? Raise the offering. Okay. Yes, ma'am? Oh, okay. Mark it as other. Kyle. Yes. Label as pledge other.
Gwen. That's right, Aunt. I ain't gonna let you go until you bless me. Man. Are we still waiting? Come on, Mar. Should have left her back there. All that. But if we're not waiting for anybody else, we're gonna bless these offerings.
Thank you also, God, for the song of worship, Lord. We ask, Father God, you will bless the tithe. Those had the heart to give but did not have to give. We pray, God, that you will bless them also, Father. We pray, Father God, just to your storehouse. Father, we ask this blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Nothing? Prophet. 15th, 16th, and the 17th. So let us get out there and invite some family, some friends service this morning. We had a good time this morning in prayer this morning. I really did. I heard and I just hesitated and I started following. I thought this morning for our visitors, all family. We're all family. So I thank God for those that came out this morning. Thank God for my pastor. Stand in her stead. And I thank the Lord for allowing me also to handle his word. Talking about, we have so many people like that that are bound. You know, inside their right mind want to be bound. You want to be free, but, you know, you just go about getting it. I mean, just like some of the saints, we want things from God. But so it behooves us, like we heard this morning, preaching this morning, that in order for the world to line up. I was reading a scripture not long ago, and it was talking about take sanctuary, he said. But he said that don't go out and measure the court. And nation, I believe that, you know, ain't no need of us measuring the court where the sin is. No, we got to line up with the word of God first. And then we can go out and take this measuring tape and believe that God, you know, it is not his will that any man should perish. But we don't know who they are. So we can't be out there saying, well, this one belong to God, that one belong to God, who the Father gave to him. We don't know. So it behooves us to get ourselves together. I'm going to talk about it's just not enough. And I know, I hope you follow me this morning. Have a firm belief. Somebody that's and relying on something. You know, we can rely on many things, you know, as people. You know, especially money. It seems like when we got, you know, money, they think money can buy love. Money can buy the houses and cars. Money can buy those things. But this one caught my eye and it said, he's somebody. He's our Father. Jesus is not a it. It's not a thing. He's our comforter. He's the power of God that we're right. So believing is just not enough. I'm going to be reading from the book of Romans. Most gracious God, Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, God, to stand before your sheep. I thank you, Lord, for entrusting me once again with thy word, God. Father, I pray, God, that you anoint me, Lord. I pray, God, that you will bring forth words, God, out of my I ask this only in Jesus' name. I'm believing is just not enough. Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, had found, had whereof to glory, but not of God. What he's saying is, but what can we say that Abraham found? When he found, if Abraham was justified by his works, then whereof he have to glory, but not in God. So if it was by what Abraham did, which a lot of people believe that, and it's not so. So a lot of people believe that I can work my way into heaven. They know how to get to us, you know. They can deceive us, you know, but God looks at work your way to the Father. He said, for, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now believe when you, down. Come here for a minute. Light for me. Come here, Antonio. You can cut the light back on. You're going to do what they say do. You just can't sit there and And then we hear it often a lot, but it just caught me. Timothy said, if thou believest God, you do it well. But just believing is not enough. You know, faith without works, what I'm getting at, is dead. You got justified. Abraham wasn't justified by his works. Abraham was just, he was circumcised in the flesh. Abraham was counted faithful. He was, how I know this and how I believe this, that when God called Abraham out of a place where he didn't know where he was going to go. The Bible says, where should I go? Or Lord, is this really you? He left his family, not knowing where he was going to get as righteousness. So now to him worketh not reckoned, or is it not counted of grace, but of death? Paul is saying, look, you earn. They belong to you. It ain't grace. You bought $200 today for working for me. No, you owe me that. Now, you can give me something on $200 more to it. That is grace. I thank you. You know, and he said, Paul said on him, that justified the ungodly. For his faith is counted. I ain't done nothing to get what I got from God. Now I got me some grace. Abraham with his family doing his thing, whatever he was doing. I know what I was doing in the club, too. So Abraham departed. So I got up. I heard something that nobody else in that club heard. And I know it was, the thing I did was obeyed. I thought maybe it could have been that something that somebody might blow this place up. Man, get me out of here. I got to go. So it is by grace that we are saved. It ain't that nothing that, it ain't the work, the boldness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness. Without righteousness, and we didn't have to do nothing to get it. But are those, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sin. Lord, God could have imputed sin unto us while we was out there. But he didn't. Believing that God can get caught up on our works and doing things. Faith is, you do not see. But faith is really trusting God. Hearing God and doing what he say do. He offered God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Offered us in the word of God that when we come, we ought to bring a tithe, we ought to bring our offering. We did something this morning. That God is going to just come down and make them do things. Kind of like what Pastor was talking about this morning. It's faith that's going to cause you to put some action. Faith is just an action. You know, we got that he should not see death. For his testimony, it pleased God. Or something, it pleased God. He said, well, I'm not going to let you taste death. So I'm going to translate you on out here. Not yet. But he moved with fear. Now, we've been warned. God was telling Peter in the scripture that, look, everything is as it is. Since they slept, everything is as it is. They say, he ain't coming. He's going that way today. Because it's a long, it seems like we're waiting so long. For God is moved with fear. We got to keep on being moved with fear because we believe that as he said he was. When Abraham was called, the Bible says that he obeyed and went out. Now received strength in a body to conceive the seed. I'm feeling it, Abraham. We're going to do this thing. This seed is going to come because God said it. Now they could have got another woman. But you got to receive some strength somewhere and believe God that whatever God tells you to happen. But we got to be found, like the Bible said, we got to be found occupying. We got to just go. We can't sit back and let the Chris's. We can't sit back and let the Ronnie's and all these other that said he don't even believe in God. He grew up with my kids. The other day he was outside and got a job. And he went and bought him a truck and a bunch of lawn equipment to cut the work the next day. And they gave me a pink slip and said I was laid off. With all his debt. I say, God. Because the young man said he don't believe in God a while back. But this day, that thing, and even we touched and agree. He was willing to touch and agree that Jesus. So I slipped up to the other day and I say, I'll put a 20 in this muffler. He said, no, I don't charge my mama and I ain't going to charge you. I said, man, you got to get you some money. You know, you got doing something. The young man stepped out on faith. And he's still walking on faith. And this lawn business is growing already. It's growing already. I'm just waiting on him to come down and say, that thing worked, Mr. D. That prayer that we prayed, it worked. I don't believe in these. I don't believe let something dramatic happen in their life. The first name they're going to call is Oh God. And we can make fun of them and say, well, which God you calling? I said, that's right, call him. Call Oh God. He going to get you. So Abraham, so Sarah, she received some strength in her body. She believed that what God said, she counted it. She counted it just. She counted it. Look, it's faithful because God, this God that came and told us to get out from our country, get out from our kindred, you know, he's been keeping us ever since we left. This same God, he's able to give us a child, Abraham. Come on, Abraham. How many of us would do that? We'd give up. We'll lay down. We'll hold our head down. I see people just, oh, man, I don't know. We forgot all about what God had done for us. We forgot about the testimony that we gave last Sunday. Forgot about the testimony that we was given on the job. Now this other little bitty thing come up on us. But it may seem grave. It may seem large. But this other little bitty thing that can make us bow our head. Only thing that we're supposed to bow our head to is our God for reverence. We're supposed to hold our head up high and know that our God is going to work for us. He said all these died by faith. Not having received the promise. He said, but by faith, Moses, when he was born, they hid him for 3 months because he was a proper child. By faith, Moses, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, not fearing the wrath of Pharaoh, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. So he went on and worked. He said, look, Pharaoh, I'm trading in my royalties. Here's my crown. Here's my ring. I know where I'm supposed to be. How many people would do that? You on a good side. You living big, but you know where you're supposed to be. You know where you're supposed to be. You know you're supposed to be praying. You know you're supposed to. Your mama done raised you up right. Your daddy done live right before you. But yet, we have the goodness of this life, and we don't want to trade it in for the suffering and the faith of God. See, faith won't make you speak negative, that I can't do nothing. Faith will make you speak positive, that will say, I can do all things. This is what faith will do. Faith won't let the doctors write you off. Faith will. Faith won't let you let the doctor say, look, it's time for you to die. And when the doctor tells some people that it's time to go, they start packing their bags, they start writing out their will, doing everything. See, faith won't let you do that. But if you got faith, faith will make you turn from to say, I shall live and not die. And that's what we don't have enough of. If faith won't let you, faith won't stop you from doing the impossible. But faith will cause you to do the impossible. Some things that we want to do in our life, it just seems impossible. So we don't work on it. We don't move toward it. I had to cancel some of my saxophone classes because I had to get these notes together first. I said, Lord, it's not wise for me to sit there and try to and pay and get these notes. I said, I got to stop for a while until I get these notes. Now, faith won't let me stop playing this thing. Faith won't let me stop. But I see it, I go downstairs, they look and they say, oh, Lord, Dad, can you go in the garage? One day they ain't going to say that. One day they're going to say, Dad, play us something for the holiday. And I'm going to be able to play that thing for the holiday. See, faith won't let you stop. Faith will keep you moving. If you believe God, if you know who God is, if you know that God has done something for you in the past, I know what God has done for me in the past. So why should I give up on God? Why should I fail God? Faith won't make you doubt God that he will do for you. But faith will make you believe for God that he will supply all your needs. People running around here, they running and hiding. Faith won't let you do that. Faith will make you run to the giant. It make you run to the battle. It will make you stand and face whatever problem that you got, knowing that it's not your battle. I'm just here, Lord. I know you got my back. I'm just going because you said go. I don't know what to do when I'm going to get there. I may have rehearsed some things in my mind, but when I get there, everything is different. Everything, you take control of the situation, God. Faith won't make you stop and give up. But faith will make you stand and see what the end going to be. How many willing to stand to see what the end going to be? I'm willing to stand. I know sometimes we come in here, well, Lord, what the Lord going to do? He ain't done it. God going to do this thing. He going to do this thing. God put this up. God gave somebody a vision. God put all this up. If we ain't got to do nothing, if a few people here, I said this morning, Lord, I said, Lord, I don't care who don't come here. I said, but faith will make you do this, Pastor. You're going to be saved. Ain't nobody here, but whoever sit here, you're going to be saved. You're going to come to the Lord too. God going to draw you by his love and kindness. Faith will make you believe some crazy stuff. You're talking about a God that created the heavens and the earth. How can we limit this God? We believe, don't we, that by the worlds, it was formed by his words. We believe that. We believe God made this world. Amen. Yay, nay. Let your yay be yay and let your nay be nay. We believe God made this world. Amen. I believe God made this world. It's a complex world, ain't it? Men trying to figure out how the sun was made, who's holding and how this earth is spinning, and we still on this thing, you know? At one point, they thought it was flat. Now they got wise and they see that it's round. And how come them folk down there ain't dropped off? That's a God that we're talking about. But think about this. I thought about it. I said, in the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. I said, Lord, you made them. He said, and the earth was without form and void. He took nothing and made something out of it. He took nothing and say, I'm going to form it by my words. And he formed this thing. And then he took what was nothing and that was void, and he started putting stuff in it. He started putting in the trees. He started putting in the grass, the skies. He said, the moon, you got to light up the nighttime. The stars, you got to twinkle. Sun, you got to brighten up the day. God started putting things in this earth. He started putting the animals. And then he took out of this nothing that he formed, and he made you, me, that was nothing. Out of nothing. He formed us. And then he saw us and he said, we were just a shell, a frame. He got to put something in you. Then he breathed into you and gave you something. So how is it that we got this thing that can take nothing? A person that we count as nothing. Chris is going to be something. Yeah, he got all those talents. God, I don't believe God going to... Donald, you got to loosen him because the Lord had need of him. He got to be used by nothing and make something out of it. He took nothing that was sitting in the club self and told me, go home. Get out of here. I went home. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know. I just obeyed. And then somebody came and spoke a word to my life, said, you spoke the wrong one. All I'm supposed to do is be saved. I'm just supposed to be saved, sit here, talk to nobody because I get upset too easy. They won't listen to me, God. Kind of sound like Jonah. You supposed to be doing this, brother, until some things start happening in my life. The enemy, he allowed God, where is this voice that I heard on Natural Bridge and Goodfellow? Where are you, God? What do I need to do now? You need to give your life to me. And then I met my wife. I met my pastor, and I thought I had some clout. The humility left me. This looked just like my auntie that was a pastor. So I didn't know her from Adam's apple. No, I'm Celeste Davis. Ain't that something? Don't even know your auntie, but you think you got some. Well, God, in order for us to do some exploits, we got to know who God is. And the only way we can know who God is to push back some plates, and I mean fast. We got to push back the TV. We got to let the NBA All-Star players, let them do their thing, and we need to be doing our thing. We need to have one agenda. We need to have one mind and one purpose, and they're not. We need to get out there and shake up the world. I was telling Pastor, he did shake the world up. Who is he? Muhammad Ali ain't nothing. He said they turned the world upside down. We got the same spirit, the same God living. They're supposed to be recovered. They're supposed to be bringing their sick children. They're supposed to be bringing them sick children to us. Shame on us. We're supposed to be healing everybody to you. They believing that you got something inside of you. If they come to you, I know, brother, I don't know. But when I get sick, I believe that somebody, every time, not one time, every time, that this person lay their hands, got to know who is who. You got to discern these gifts. You got to come to you. You keep on seeking God. They'll come to you. You keep on seeking what you got. And then you'll see the people coming to you. And when they come to you, you're supposed to get. That kind of faith will make you seek God. That kind of faith will make you give up some things in the flesh. I got rid of sugar last month. Had a brother going with me on the job. Drug addicts if you want. You know, my brother may be an alcoholic. Another brother was hooked on drugs. Sold the drugs. Got hooked. And here we are with a lot of houses. He was just so ashamed to come to us. When he got low, when he got real low, he didn't come to us. He was searching, but he couldn't find no help. One day, he didn't have to go to that drug rehab no more, because in the drug rehab, they was giving him the dope. Tired of this. See, when they get tired, when they get to the low, and then called on him, and he met a friend of his that was saved. And that friend directed him to Jesus. He saved, got married, moved out of the city. He did Abraham. He got out and loving it. In loving it. Living saved and sanctified. What am I saying? If we believe. But faith without works is dead. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You got to have. You just can't have works and no faith. They got to walk together. How can those two together? Because you can't believe if you ain't got no works. You can just sit there and believe. Don't say to you. But I don't think it's going to be good. Amen. So, face God that we serve. He's able. He's able. Yeah, we get find a way through somebody to uplift us, to encourage us. You can be the professor that you want to be. You can be what you want to be. But don't sit there and say, I believe, and leave out the church knowing it's not promised to us. It's not. I was telling one of the young men last Sunday in that old building, Brother Harlan. Yeah. He was there that night. Got killed. So, I mean, tomorrow, we don't know. Your heart, and you know you're supposed to come. You may not know what you're coming for. But just come when your heart tells you to come. And be honest. I don't know why I'm coming. We know why you come, because the Lord is drawing you. That's why you're coming. And you keep coming. You keep sitting down in the Word of God. You keep getting that understanding. And you keep growing stronger in faith. Then you'll be out there. You'll be up here. No telling. We don't know what God's plan for our life. But let's just get with God so we can understand and know what He wants us to do. Let us be intentional. Let us know the purpose of God in our life. So faith without works is dead. Saints of God, I hope that you've been blessed by this word. I pray that I said something that will get you started, get you moving, set you on fire, cause you to think a little different or something. But if anybody need prayer, we need to touch and agree with somebody, we can do it. Faith without works is dead. All we do is what the Bible say do. That's all I do. I touch and agree. Touch and agree. Anybody? Anybody need a renewance in the spirit? Anybody need a renewing? Anybody standing in the need of something? Well, I want y'all to stand in agreement with me. I'll be the first partaker of this fruit. I want y'all to touch and agree with me. That God will draw me. That God will humble my spirit so I can do what He wants me to do. Not just be up here talking. Not just be up here just saying I got the opportunity. I'm after this real stuff that I read. What I'm seeing, I'm just not satisfied. I'm just going to be honest with you. God knows, so I got to be honest with you. I'm just not, the ordinary stuff that's going on, it just ain't going to do for me. And I know if it ain't going to do for a Christian, ain't no need talking to them. The ordinary, everybody got these things going on. But they coming in the church one way and leaving out the same way. Nobody's heart has been changed. Nobody walked out and said, man, I shouldn't have been treating my wife bad. Nobody came, left out and said, man, I shouldn't have been stealing on a job. I got to stop that. Everybody doing the same old thing, but they coming to the altar, but they leaving back out. So I want y'all to stand and touch and agree with me. Amen. That God would draw me closer. Draw me closer to him. I want it as well as I need it. I want it. I want it bad. So come on, touch and agree with me. Hallelujah.